Good afternoon. High pressure that brought us delightful weather on Sunday afternoon and brilliant sunshine is still in control, keeping us dry. However, as it drifts off the eastern seaboard, some clouds are streaming in from the south and west. In addition, fog that formed overnight is keeping the skies rather gray, and the combination of the high clouds and the low fog preventing much sunlight from getting through. And as a result, temperatures will only climb into the high 50s and lower 60s by the middle and latter stages of the day. Overnight tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy, with a southerly breeze not nearly as cold as early this morning, and temperatures will only dip back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. This is all out in advance of a deepening storm system in the south-central part of the country. It will only slowly move toward the Great Lakes over the next couple of days. We'll continue to see a southerly wind flow increase during the day tomorrow, and we'll have some more breaks of sunshine among the cloud cover, and temperatures will push up into the lower 70s. More mild air as the system approaches on Wednesday. The winds out of the south will push us into the mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds, although we will introduce the chance at a few scattered showers or thunderstorms. The best chance of showers and thunderstorms as this system pushes through the region will be Wednesday night and into the day on Thursday. Still, temperatures will top out around 70 on Thursday afternoon. Behind this system, somewhat cooler air on Friday, and still the risk of a few showers. Highs will stay in the 60s, and another disturbance will drop in through the Great Lakes with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible on Saturday, and highs back into the lower 60s. Behind that disturbance, a mix of sun and clouds and even cooler air for Sunday, with highs in the upper 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of northern Louisiana, Arkansas, southeast Missouri, northwest Mississippi, western Tennessee, western Kentucky, and far southern Illinois. An impressive upper-level trough will move across the southern plains today as a 65 to 80 knot mid-level jet rounds the base of the upper-level trough and moves across the Ark-Latex and Ozarks. At the surface, a low-pressure center will move northeastward across Missouri, and a cold front will advance quickly across Oklahoma and eastern Texas. Ahead of the front, a squall line will move quickly eastward into the lower to mid-Mississippi Valley today, resulting in widespread severe weather. A potential for wind gusts of 65 knots or greater will exist into this afternoon as the line moves across the moderate risk area. Tornadoes may also occur with rotating cells embedded in the line. The greatest tornado threat will develop across eastern Arkansas, western Mississippi, and far western Tennessee into the early part of the evening. And the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Gonzalo, located about 10 miles northwest of Antigua in the Leeward Islands. Gonzalo is moving toward the west-northwest near 10 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue today, followed by a turn toward the northwest tonight. On the forecast track, the center of Gonzalo will move into the northeastern Caribbean Sea this afternoon and be near or over the Virgin Islands tonight and early tomorrow. Reports from an Air Force Reserve reconnaissance aircraft and surface observations from Antigua indicate that maximum sustained winds have increased to near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Gonzalo is expected to become a hurricane tonight or tomorrow. A hurricane warning has now been issued for the British Virgin Islands. A hurricane watch is in effect for most of the rest of the northern Lesser Antilles and Puerto Rico. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny, near 60, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with highs near 70. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees, the average low 40, the record high 81 set in 1930, and the record low 24 in 1981. Sunrise this morning is at 7:06 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:16 p.m., 11 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy skies today with highs reaching the lower to middle 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows staying in the lower to mid 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly cloudy again tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, mild, mid-70s on Wednesday with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. A better chance at showers and thunderstorms Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy, near 70. Scattered showers Friday, back into the 60s. A scattered shower or storm Saturday in the lower 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the 50s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.